believe we in one accord tonight in this place. And I believe tonight with all my soul. Luke chapter number 22, I'd like to begin reading verse 39. Luke 22:39. And he came out. Jesus came out. Luke 22:39. And he came out and he went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and as his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And when he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. I believe some of us in here tonight is getting strengthened by God. Some of us in here tonight, God won't say, hey, God, dispatch the angels from heaven to strengthen us as we go to him in prayer. Notice that. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him, and being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. God, I ask you, Lord, as I've asked you at this altar, Lord, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And Father, I pray tonight, and I thank you tonight for your presence. And I believe tonight in this service already, Lord, we're applying these verses. And yet, Lord, afresh, we need to tonight every soul. We praise you tonight, God, if there might be a soul that's unsaved, that they'll be saved. And Lord, tonight, dear God, that us that name the name of heaven, Lord, tonight, that we will pray. And God, you'll do great and mighty things. We ask in the lovely name of Jesus, our Savior, we humbly beg. And all the people of God said, amen and amen. Thank God tonight for the reading of the Holy Bible tonight. The Bible tells us, and of course we just had Easter, and we had the death, the burial, and the resurrection of God. But this scripture here, it's about in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was in the shadow of the cross, and Jesus goes there to the place. He goes to the place. He goes there in the garden, and he is agonizing in prayer. He is praying, and he's calling out unto God. And God, the Father, dispatched the angels from heaven to come and to strengthen him. And as the Lord is praying, as he's calling unto his Father, the Bible tells us that his sweat became as great drops of blood. And as he's agonizing in prayer, you know, I believe that's the key to camp meeting. I believe that's the key to revival. Pastor Bobby, I believe that is the key in our Christian, in our individual life, is for us to pray, us to pray, us to pray, and call on God. We had a young man in our church. Oh, he was struggling and agonizing about the call of God. He had been down some tough roads running from God and the plan of God on his life. And we were agonizing, and we were praying, reading the Bible for some months and months. And we began to talk just a little bit, and I said, you know, when we think about prayer and we think about reading our Bible, we think about praying and reading our Bible, it's hard. I said, I couldn't elevate one over the other. And one night, Brother Kenny, I was studying and I was reading, and I run across this little graphic, Preacher Mitch, of Charles Spurgeon, and it was a little graphic. And he said that he was asked that question, which was the most important, praying or reading your Bible. And I thought, wow, me and him been talking about this. And it was in the middle of the night. I had to get him on the phone, and I said, I run across something in old Charles Spurgeon. He said, I'm going to answer that question with a question. He said, I'm going to answer that question as which praying or reading your Bible. And he answered it with a question. He said, which is most important, breathing in or breathing out? Breathing in or breathing out? You know, we know that scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Early one morning in my devotion with God, I was reading this passage, and God began to allow me to see, and just fresh, just right on the top here of this scripture, that's helped me. And I pray tonight that it will help us here in the house of God. Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he is a praying, he's a agonizing, and the sweat became as great drops of blood. We can read on down and we can find that he was not sweating because it was a hot day. As a matter of fact, it was a cold day. They were warming by fire. John said they were cold and they were warming by fire that they could get, but he's agonizing. He is agonizing in the garden, and he is a praying. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about the God-man, 100% man, 100% God, the God-man. I just want us to see, and that by God's help in your prayers tonight, I see just a few words right here in this passage about, but when we think about, this is telling us about Jesus. This is telling us about the Lord. This is telling us about a time in his life, and there he is in that garden of prayer. You know, tonight, I think about this Holy Bible, and all through the Bible, we are called and commanded and urged, and there's a call for us tonight. If we accept that call and really step into it with everything, I want to tell you, the world, the flesh, and the devil is going to fight us just like they fought Jesus. Amen. God still answers prayer. Amen. Richard Mitch, amen. It's not over. Amen. God still answers prayer. We got the Holy Bible scripture that tells us to pray and that God answers prayer. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I want to just read some scripture tonight about prayer that will increase our faith and strengthen us, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Tonight, the first prayer God desires to hear from us is, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. And then, I'll tell you, thank God, God hears and God does answer prayer. In the James chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. church. That's a righteous man, woman, boy, or girl that's clothed in the righteousness of God. God's Bible tells us that he answers prayer. John 15, verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Proverbs 15, verse 29, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he heareth the prayer of the righteous. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hey, the Bible tells us God answers prayer. 1 John 3, verse 22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and shew thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God still answers prayer. Amen. So we got the Bible telling us, and faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We got scripture, 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 and we know. And then we have Jesus here in the Garden of Gethsemane. And everything about his life has been prayer. Everything about Jesus' life has been about prayer. Pray for us tonight. We have something on our heart. It's going to take just a moment to get there, but I pray. Hey, Jesus is life. This is the God-man, preacher. 100% man, 100% God. And everything about his life has been prayer, prayer, prayer. I mean, when he was, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, he went to prayer. When Jesus was going to choose the disciples, he went up in the mountain all night and he went to prayer. Everything about his life was prayer. When he was going to feed the 5,000, he went to the Father in prayer. Everything, preach, everything in his life was prayer. When he was going to feed the 4,000, he went to prayer. When he heard that his friend Lazarus was dead, and he gets there in John chapter number 11, and they said that he's dead, he said, where have you laid him? Where have you laid him? And they said, he even stinketh by now. Take me to where that he's at. And there by that grave, there by that tomb, what does Jesus do? He says, Father, I know that you hear me. You always hear me. And then he said, Lazarus, come forth. The old preachers, and I believe they had it right. I believe they had it right, Preacher Mitch. They said that Jesus called Lazarus by name, for if he had just said, come forth. If he had just said, come forth, everybody in the whole graveyard would have got up and come out. Amen. Preacher friend of mine just had a birthday. He's 92, Korean War veteran. He said, I tell you what, Brother Buddy, he said, I ain't looking for a hole in the ground. I'm a looking for a hole in the sky. Amen. I ain't a looking for the undertaker. I'm a looking for the upper taker. Hey, God still answers prayer. Hey, listen to this. I want to read it right out of the Bible. You got your Bible right there. Go back just a little. Go back just a few verses. Go to chapter 22. Go to verse 31. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Luke 22, 31, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for you. But I prayed.
pray for you. I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hey, 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 in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before he went across the Kidron Valley and up there to the Garden of Gethsemane, we have John 17, where he prayed the high priestly prayer, and he prayed for those disciples. Preacher Bobby, he prayed for those that were around, but he did not stop there. Hallelujah. Hey, Brother Lloyd, he did not stop there. Hallelujah. He prayed for all of the believers that would come later. That's us. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory.
And he prayed. And he prayed. And he told us in the Holy Bible to pray. And everything about his life was prayer. And even this place we're in tonight. Thank God for the singing in this place. Thank God for the dramas, the skits in this. Thank God for the testimonies in this. Thank God tonight for the singing and the teaching. But God said this place would be called the place of prayer. Preacher Mitch, not only you, but many of us in here tonight would not even have been here tonight had it not, had it not been that God answers prayer. Hey, God still answers. Hey, there's a lot of us in here tonight.
Amen.
God still answers prayer tonight. We wouldn't even have been here. Hey, thank God for the singing in this place. Thank God for the preaching in this place and the teaching in this place and the testimonies in this place. But God said, that's the house of prayer. And y'all had it as well. Early sunrise service yesterday, and services through the day, and services on through the night. And boy, if I could sing. But I sing this to the Lord sometimes. I'll tell you about midnight last night after everybody was gone and everybody was gone. The lights was out. And this is a little chorus that I've started singing to God after that morning devotion, and God began to lay this upon my heart. And in the dark of the night, I just raised my hands with every light off. It's Psalm 55, 17. And I begin to sing it unto the Lord like I have the last little while. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud and he shall hear my voice and cry aloud, oh cry aloud. Cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. Cry aloud, oh, cry aloud. Cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray.
Evening and morning and at noon will I pray. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice, and cry aloud, oh, cry aloud. Cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. Cry aloud, oh, cry aloud. Cry aloud and he shall hear my voice. The Bible tells us that God answers prayer. And everything about Jesus' life, all the way through, he prayed. But, listen, this is what God has challenged me personally. And I'm striving. Though he gives us the Bible, and he tells us over and over about prayer, and he gives us an example in his life by the way he lived over and over about prayer. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, and being in an agony, not Brother Buddy, not Preacher Mitch, but the God-man, 100% God, 100% man. He prayed more earnestly. The God man. He prayed more earnestly. That scripture in James said, confess your faults one to another, the effects you affirm, you know. I confess tonight. I've got some things and some people and situations and needs that I need to pray more earnestly about. Do you have somebody tonight? And they're going to come back. I want y'all to say something for us tonight. Do you have somebody? Do you have some need? Do you have something going on in your life? Do you have something going on with somebody you love? Do you have something tonight that I want to ask us to stand tonight? That in your, I'm confessing. Hey, I'm being honest tonight, Pastor Mitch. There's some things that I need to pray more. Hey, if Jesus, the God-man, prayed more earnestly in that agony, I want to ask us tonight, do you have something to tonight that you'd like to come up here and get around the altar? I know God will hear us all over this, but I tell you tonight, I'm going to get on the altar. Is there something tonight that you need to pray more earnestly about? That we, hey, would you come and bring it to God tonight?